Mr. Pisa.
Based on what?
Based on the secret videos that your wife made with her globally relevant guests.
First, I thought she was using them as blackmail. Why else would she facilitate a prostitution ring in her own hotel and collect none of the profits? Now I have the answer. The escorts made the hotel popular amongst international power brokers, foreign businessmen, diplomats visiting the nearby UN. But it wasn't their bad behavior that Terry wanted called on tape. It was their information. I imagine that while she was collecting intelligence from her place of business, you were doing the same at your financial consulting firm?
I was fired months ago.
No, you resigned.
Your firm recently signed a contract with the Department of Defense.
The DOD would acquire a thorough background check on everyone that worked at the company. You knew your legend wouldn't hold up to that level of scrutiny.
What legend?
The elaborate and utterly false identities provided by your Russian spy masters for you and your wife to pass as American citizens.
Oh, so now I'm not only a spy, I'm a Russian spy.
You made a point of stepping out to shake hands the other day. It's bad form in Russian culture to shake hands beneath the arch of a doorway, is it not? Then there were the coins that your wife left lying around in her office. In Russian folklore, money goes to money. Leaving coins out as a way of inviting good fortune into your life. It didn't quite work out for her, though, did it?
Listen to me. If we're having the Terry had any...